Well, we told you recently that a Beef Chekhov-funded educational event was held at the Culinary Institute of America at Greystone in St. Helena, California. It was an event where food service operators were able to learn more about the power and versatility of beef. And Florida Beef Council's Ashley Hughes said it's important for them to work with these food service operators.
A lot of times, whenever a new beef cut comes out, it gets rolled out in food service first. I'm sure everybody remembers whenever the Flatiron came out, and that was such a huge undertaking. And the way that they really introduced the Flatiron to consumers was through food service, actually through the Greystone event. They were able to cook with it. They were able to try it, try different cooking mechanisms, try different spices, different flavors, see what really worked and how incredible the Flatiron steak was going to be whenever they showed it to consumers.
And Ashley said there were a couple of big-name food service operators there who tried it out, proving just how important it is for the Beef Chekhov to get this information out to these folks, and that's why the Flatiron steak is as successful as it is.
And because of this Greystone event, we tried out some of the new cuts that are out there that NCBA has unveiled, and we're hoping that food service tries these out in their own restaurants. So who knows, we may have the next Flatiron on its way.
She said the Florida Beef Council will continue to work with food service operators here in the state to help inform them about the newest beef cuts that they can use to serve their customers. To learn more, just contact the Florida Beef Council office in Kissimmee. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.